You're listening to SBS News.
I'm just on an ambulance at the moment with Jess and Luke. We're on our way to a call out in the northern suburbs of Adelaide.
The South Australian Premier turned assistant paramedic. Riding along in the back of an ambulance, Peter Malinauskas experienced a night in the life of an emergency responder.
It's another busy night in the ambulance service. Just I'm lucky enough to be observing firsthand just how amazing our SAS staff are and the important work they do, but also the pressure they're under. So probably have a bit more to say about it tomorrow.
South Australia's new Labor government has pledged almost $1 billion towards improving healthcare, including 350 more ambulance workers and a new headquarters for the service. Likewise, New South Wales has announced a boost with more than 2,000 extra paramedics and dozens more ambulance stations to help cope with increasing demand. That state's premier is Dominic Perrottet.
I want to particularly thank, as I did at the start, our paramedics. Because they're, as we know, they're under a lot of pressure, and they have been for some time. There are more people making calls to 000 than ever before, and they put their life and their time on the line every single day to keep us safe, to provide the healthcare to those who need it.
About 25,000 people visit emergency departments across Australia every day. Many are waiting hours to be seen. Public hospitals are under-resourced and understaffed, with thousands of workers furloughed because of COVID-19. In Victoria, upwards of 1,500 hospital staff are currently off work because of illness. Victorian President of the Australian Medical Association, Roderick McRae, is describing the staff shortages as a profound and simmering problem.
The COVID-19 impact, lockdowns, fatigue of staff, and now currently we know that it's winter, and every year winter comes along and causes its own crisis on the public hospital system. This year it's profoundly compounded by the number of inpatients being treated for both COVID-19 related illnesses and now influenza A illnesses. Every part of the healthcare system is under strain.
Roderick McRae says along with vaccinations, a return to indoor mask wearing could help stop the spread of coronavirus and influenza.
Think of it very simply. If there's a roof involved, wear a mask because you want to minimise the likelihood that you can receive a virus. You can actually have already received it and pass it on before you know you're ill.
And it's not only emergency departments under strain. There are also long delays for elective surgeries continuing to affect people across the nation. Dr. Matthew Hadfield is the Victorian Chair of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons.
I think everyone agrees that in terms of surgery, the three things that are needed to deal with this backlog is more staff, more facilities, and some way of separating planned surgery from the emergency presentations. It's how you do that in a short time frame that's really, really difficult.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.